The Pretenders at a 7:15 on 91.7 ABC Gold Coast and My Baby. Huge congratulations go out to any mum and dad this morning who have welcomed a new baby into the world. One particular baby is capturing just a little bit, just like a little bit extra attention this morning. And I'm joined by Phil Day from BBC Radio London correspondent. Morning, Phil.
Good morning, Vern. Yes, I don't know whether or not this baby can truly appreciate at its early stage in life just how popular it is, but it is certainly causing a stir over here, that is for sure.
Yeah, well, you and I spoke moments before it became official. It was just before the 5:30 news this morning. We're having a chat. I told you to go out and get the scoop, and then it came all of a sudden. But it didn't come out the way we were expecting.
I told you I'd deliver, Bernie. I did, didn't I?
You did, exactly. But it didn't end up being announced the way it was anticipated, was it?
Well, it was and it wasn't. We did see the traditional easel, and the announcement was placed outside Buckingham Palace, so we were expecting that. I think people cottoned on, though, when they did see an official leave the Lindo Wing at St. Mary's Hospital in Paddington, where the Royal Prince was born this afternoon. And I think that once they realised that the official had left and got into a car carrying a very tightly clutched briefcase, it was fairly obvious what must have been inside. And sure enough, it was a statement that actually read along the lines of Her Royal Highness, the Duchess of Cambridge, was safely delivered of a son at 4:24 p.m. The baby weighs 8 pounds, 6 ounces. The Duke of Cambridge was present for the birth. Her Royal Highness and her child are both doing well. So yeah, that's what was contained within that case. And it wasn't really a massive shock when he walked out that he was greeted by cheers, this official spokesperson who did walk away from the hospital. Incidentally, actually, St. Mary's Hospital in Paddington, there's a particular vested interest as far as I'm concerned, because not only was I born there, I was also born in the Lindo Wing.
Oh, really?
I was born as well. So it's particular of interest to me.
I'm calling you Prince Phil from now on. Actually,
hey, what can I say? You know, I think there's only room for one Prince Philip.
That's right. No, well, I didn't say Philip. You'd just be Phil. It'd always just be Phil to us. Hey, I'm looking at one of the weirdest pieces of memorabilia I think I've ever seen. It's almost like something out of a weird horror movie, but it's a porcelain doll of Prince William when he was just a toddler, life size. It's kind of weird, I've got to tell you, Phil. I'm wondering...
Oh, I can't claim to have seen that one, but I don't know if I want to either, to be honest with you.
I don't think you do. Otherwise, it looks almost like one of those dolls that's a bit possessed. But anyway, it was part of the memorabilia available back in the 80s, or 90s, I suppose it was. What do you think?
It was the 80s.
It was the 80s, wasn't it? Yes, of course it was. What are we expecting, do you think, to be unleashed onto the market at any moment? Are we waiting for the name before it'll come out?
Yeah, I think that most people will be waiting for the name. There's a lot of people saying that we won't know this for quite a while. People are talking possibly weeks rather than days. I hope that's not the case, because then it leads people just to open up and start letting their imaginations run wild. What we do know, though, is that there are certain restrictions as far as the royal names are concerned. So it's not very likely that you're going to get it called Boris or Dave or something along those lines. It's quite strict in so much as that it has to be in line with, say, a name such as Richard or Henry or something along those lines that is of royal descent.
George. So it's unlikely to be. A lot of people have been talking about the word Spencer because of course, Diana's original maiden name. Could it be that or no? It wouldn't be allowed to be.
It's highly unlikely. Mind you, having said that, though, let's not forget they have been changing the laws as far as this royal birth is concerned, because up until very recently, it was very strict law that stated that unless the child that was born was the boy, it would not be the heir to the throne. And so, of course, that law has changed. It hasn't necessarily had to be used because, obviously, the baby is a boy, but the difference would have been that had it had been a girl, that girl would have automatically become monarch one day, when, of course, originally the law stated that unless it was a boy, that wouldn't have been the case.
Well, I just can't wait until I can get my paper cutout dolls version of the new royal baby, because if that's what happened for Prince William, he had his own book with his own cut-out paper dolls, just as a little toddler in nappies. And I'm looking forward to playing with that later.
This is not even going to wait until it's left hospital before there will be loads of memorabilia available. I'm so sure of that. We do know, though, that the baby and the Duchess of Cambridge are going to spend the night in hospital, and they are expected to go home tomorrow. So very exciting times here in the UK.
Yeah, all right. Well, you can try and contain yourself there, Phil. And nice to talk to you again. Thanks so much for your time, not once but twice this morning. Thank you.
Not at all. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.